news, Dashers. As many of you know, our favorite substitutes got engaged over Valentine's Day. Mr. Patrick Darn proposed to Ms. Gertie Gorsh live on Balder 97.5's House of Heavy Metal. Since they met right here at the school, the faculty has decided to allow them to hold their ceremony on the quad. The best part is that you are all invited. So dress appropriately and help us all celebrate this special day. We hope to see you in June at the Gorsh Darn wedding.
Oh hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Who's assisting in planning on a very special event, please report to Conference Room P. Would the faculty planning a special event please report to Conference Room P?
Please, please take a seat and welcome. Let's plan this thing.
Quiet. Quiet. You gotta make sure they're not around. Shh. Everybody, just shh.
Really, Molly? I mean, everybody knows that, like, they fell in love and it's okay. We just have to embrace their love and, like, help their relationship grow.
So we're here to kind of plan some festivities around Gertie and Patrick's upcoming wedding, nuptials. So if anybody has any ideas, let's shoot.
To tell you the truth, I know we were supposed to be thinking about this, but I don't have anything. I say we just go to Vegas and just reenact the hangover.
Underwear optional, obviously, at that Vegas trip.
Vegas sounds like a fantastic idea.
Wow, I completely agree. We could find a way to maybe even do it during our break.
X marks the spot on that idea, Headmaster. Loving it.
Yes, I've always wanted to go to Vegas. It's the city that never sleeps, or it's like up 24/7, or there's gambling or something. Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Zach Galifianakis filmed a movie that had to do with like really wild antics in Vegas. I think we should watch that to kind of get clued in what to expect.
All that's running through my mind right now is, are we flying or driving? I mean, we're pretty close to Vegas, right? Unless we're not.
Both. Some of us are going to be flying, some of us are going to be driving, and then a select few will be taking a very long cruise.
Coach plane tickets right now are really super cheap.
Darn it all, let's make a class trip.
Excellent. I'm in. This sounds fun for me. I have been saving up my casino chips. I go every April, so this ties right into my regular visitations that I have with Vegas, so I'm in.
Fun fact, they need actual dollars of money in Vegas. You can't just give them potato chips. To gamble, you have to use real money. You can't just like show up with bags of chips. I speaking for a friend here.
Gambling requires actual money. Okay. Thank you. I'm writing this all down. I don't want to miss anything. This is very informative. So we know how to get there. We know what we're doing when we get there. What about guests.
Having this in Vegas, I feel, answers that question in itself. I mean, if you think about it, we have gambling. That's math. We have a torrid history of what happened in Vegas. There's history right there. Well, let's just bring the kids with us. I mean, Patrick and Gertie met at the school. The kids are a part of this. Let's bring them with us.
I think that's a great idea. Kids and gambling and Vegas, it just all goes so well together. And potato chips.
Jeepers creepers, it sounds like a fun super duper time to me.
Killer idea. We print our own money and we have a casino night here with the kids doing all the work. We can call it growth.
Love it so much. Ooh! Can we go see a show? Like, can we go see Lady Gaga and what's his name, and then like or the other people that are playing there, or maybe Cher? Is Cher there?
money. I'm gonna really work on saving all that I can before we go, because funds are short currently.
Nestor the Great, who was my boyfriend before Tony Shalhoub, he actually has a magic show running right now in Vegas, and I have an in to get some free tickets, so we can line that up too.
Obviously, that is going to be great, and I'm on board.
People, fantastic idea. We managed to plan all this without them finding out about it. I am convinced that Patrick and Gertie are going to be more than pleased that they came to substitute at our school. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah.
Woo!
Texting
Vegas,
us
baby,
now.
Vegas.
I'm hungry for potato chips. Potato chips. I think
it's potato chips.
Potato chips.
I like some potato chips.
So the reason I wanted to talk to you, Debbie, is that we are planning Patrick and Gertie's a celebration of their recent engagement. We don't have a lot of HR violations that we can celebrate here. So we're taking it where we can. So the plan is a casino night.
Oh yes, I love it. I love it so much.
We're looking for food that matches the Las Vegas feel, the rich, the guilt, without breaking the bank. And I'd love to hear what you have in mind that might fill that niche.
Yes, casinos. Well, I'll tell you, back in my day, I used to frequent the casino up the road from me a lot. And when I was there, my favorite thing to eat was lobster tails in coleslaw.
That's a very unique dish. I'd love to try it.
It's delicious.
Where do you know that we could get discount lobster tails?
I'm pretty sure if you go right down to the pond, you can just get them right out of the pond there, you know.
The really small lobsters.
Yeah.
Or the big, yeah. Well, so,
you know, some people call them crawfish, but you know, lobster, crayfish, crawfish, tomato, tomato, is that I say?
Well, Debbie, we have squirrels that are 20 pounds and raccoons that children ride to school. I'm sure the crayfish are likely pounds big as well. Everything in Balderdash is big.
Oh, yes.
This is a great idea. I'm thinking about having something fun and festive for dessert to really showcase them as people.
You know, I used to be a showgirl.
Really?
Back when I was young. You can tell because look at my high-waisted pants.
Yeah.
Good luck. Right?
Yeah, they. I
think they're distracting. I know, it's okay. But I used to be a showgirl. So watch this. Ready? You want some entertainment? Huh? You want some good stuff? Watch this. Spatula in the air. I got a lot of spoon in the air. I got the grease dispenser in the air. And I got the squeegee thing in the air. And I cut it in my teeth.
That is very impressive. Yeah. Very impressive. So what you're saying is because you were a showgirl, you're going to focus on maybe a pasty-based dessert.
Yeah. Yes. Things that twirl. Yes. That sounds
like
funny,
like a,
you know it.
Like a Cornish pasty with tassels.
Oh, yes. I can make that in several different forms. I prefer loaves. We'll have
who
a lot
doesn't?
Of loaves.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. A couple of loaves are great. For dessert, I'm thinking something sweet, something confection, something cheap. Mm-hmm. Banana pudding, maybe. Toss in animal crackers. Go what? Jell-O.
Mm.
Ooh.
You know what I can do to the Jell-O? I
can what can
get
you do
it
to the Jell-O?
I can put it in cubes.
Cubed Jell-O?
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, now we're talking fancy.
I know you're excited. I know. This is good. I can do. I love that Gertie and Patrick. They're nice people.
This is amazing. You are going to knock their socks off. Knock their socks off.
I'll use their socks in my soup after. It's great.
Speaking of your soup, I assume you do have leftover meatloaf from the Balderdash Bill celebrations.
Oh, you always trying to get an extra meatloaf helping. You're so silly.
I love your meatloaf. What I'm thinking is, what if we mold the leftovers into balls, deep fry them, call them specialty meatballs?
I like where your head's at.
It's like the snack that bites back. This is great. I'll tell the committee. They're going to love this.
I'll get right on it.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you all for attending your Wednesday home ec class. As you know, today's assignment has been preparing for Gertie's gifts for her wedding. So I just wanted to, you all had your assignments. So one by one, I'm going to have each one of you come up and tell the class about your wonderful gift here for Gertie. So who would like to go first? Hey, you, Timmy, come on up, Timmy.
Hi.
Thanks for being here, Timmy. I see you have taken the something old really to heart here. You have brought in an entire covered wagon.
Yes, I did. Yes, that is perfectly accurate and true. I was thinking, what says love other than manifest destiny and oppression of other people? And so what I looked at was, what's a representation of that? And so I came up with a covered wagon. This covered wagon has seen some history. Not only has it gone to the West Coast and back, but it has also been involved in popular historic activities. This is one of the Donner coaches. Nobody was eaten in this coach, but it was near it, which is kind of creepy.
This is really, really great, Timmy. And I really appreciate that you've taken the something old to heart here.
Thank you.
I wanted a gift that said, you have died of dysentery.
That's kind of thoughtful. Just one follow-up question. On Gertie's wedding day, how do you think this covered wagon will be utilized for the bride?
One of two ways. Number one, she sits on the wagon and is elegantly pulled to the reception with a team of Balderdash raccoons.
Okay.
Number two, at the end of the reception, she throws the wagon over her shoulder and whoever it crushes will get married next.
Okay. All right. We are assuming that Gertie is very strong to be able to heft an entire covered wagon, but you know what? She is. She is very, very strong. Thank you so much, Timmy. I really appreciate you bringing this entire covered wagon into school today. And next up, we have Sweet Patty here. Sweet Patty, please come up and bring your item to the front of the class here. Thank you. Your assignment. Thank you so much, Patty. Something new. Now this something new, this scarecrow you've brought in here today.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Tell me what inspired you to bring in a scarecrow as Gertie's something new.
Well, if I remember Miss Gertie correctly, she smelled like onions.
And she used to work at Subway. And I remember when I first saw her, she kind of frightened me. She made me scared and a little tense. And I had to go to the bathroom a couple times. Well, I made the scarecrow kind of for her and for me to kind of face my fears and to remind myself that there's nothing to be afraid of. And Miss Gertie's just a really nice lady. And I wish her all the best. And she's not going to come and haunt me in my dreams. And I'm not going to wake up one night and I'm smelling onions and get hit across the face with a footlong. No, that's not going to happen to me. So here I present the scarecrow. And it's made to look just like Miss Gertie. And I even rubbed an onion all over it. And
remember? Yeah, yes, I see the white skin of the onion all over this scarecrow. All over it. I'm just crying. A little concerned. You know, it's a huge faux pas to wear white to a wedding if you're not the bride. So I was just wondering if you were planning on adding any more accent pieces to this scarecrow so that maybe the scarecrow's not competing with the bride's dress, you know?
I didn't know that you had to say faux pas with an accent. And I didn't know you're not supposed to do that. And so I don't want to add anything in a different language to my scarecrow because I don't know any other accents. That would be a faux pas. And I think I just want to leave her naked just the way she is because I think it's like the beauty of nature.
You know what? Thank you, Patty. That is a very reasonable answer. Thank you so much. You and your scarecrow can return to your seat. Thank you.
Wait for
thank you. Frederick? Frederick, can you thank you, Frederick.
Yo. It's me, Frederick. Let's go.
Thank you so much, Frederick.
Pumped to
I
be here.
I see you have brought in something borrowed, and it is... the choice of a used handkerchief was a strong one, as something borrowed. So I just, you know, can you explain to me your decision behind the handkerchief here?
Yeah. So something borrowed. Like everything I have is like borrowed. You know, if you think about it, if you break it down, we all came from like a dude and the person he fornicated with if we're all here on borrowed time. So if you think about it, everything that we build, everything that we consume, everything we look at is borrowed. I hope I'm blowing your mind right now.
You are. Yo. I'm just gonna ask you I'm just gonna ask you frankly, Fred, did you just forget the assignment and take out the handkerchief from your pocket?
Yeah, okay. 100%.
You know what?
If you think about it, if you truly think about it, I'm still right.
You know what? I can't argue that. So I am going to give you a B for effort there, or at least attempting to make something up there. Thank you. Thanks so much, Fred. And last, oh my goodness, I am so looking forward to this last gift for Gertie here. We have Gentleman George. George, please come right on up. I am a big fan of this. It's a very interesting ball here. There are there's Smurfs all over it. This ball here. So George, could you just explain to me why you thought bringing a giant blue ball covered with Smurfs was the right choice for Gertie's wedding gift?
Smurfs, it takes a village, and the Smurfs all work together to make everyone happy.
Uh-huh.
And is the ball is a circle, and there's a circle of life, and after one gets married, they die.
Oh. Okay. Well, hopefully not immediately. Right.
Not usually, but if it is immediately, they usually get featured on like a television show, like on Bravo or A&E.
Great.
Chung Chung.
okay. I feel as though we need to, I think giving Gertie this blue ball covered in Smurfs is a really, I think it's a really great gift, but I think we need to work on our positive message here, George. I love the idea of an eternal circle, at never-ending love. Maybe if we could, grasp onto something there, perhaps.
Yes, like never-ending story. And we can say that your marriage is like a never-ending story, and I hope part two is good, too.
I do, too. Yes. You know what? You've got me. I think I'm really excited about this gift that this home ec class has put together here for Gertie. Thank you all so much for your contributions to this wonderful gift. I'm pretty sure that we can put the handkerchief right in the scarecrow's pocket, and then the scarecrow can sit in the covered wagon and hold the blue ball, and we can just give that right to Gertie, and we'll be good to go. Thank you all so much. Everybody gets an A, except you get the B there, Fred. You get a B.
Yo, B for borrowed. I got it.
You sure do.
Do you like 80s television? Of course you do. Do you like helicopters? Of course you do. Do you like men serenading eagles by the waterfront while playing cello? Yes. Yes, you do. If you'd like to hear more about helicopters and cellos, please be sure and tune in to Champa and Klein the Airwolf Years every week on your favorite podcast service. Join hosts Greg and Dave as they discuss every single episode of the classic 1980s television series Airwolf. Be sure and subscribe today.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for coming. I know this is short notice, but as Gertie's self-appointed best lady, I figured that we should get this ball rolling on the wedding and what kind of theme we're going to go for the wedding. You know, so I've been looking at a lot of wedding magazines lately. Always bridesmaid, never the bride. And I've seen rustic elegance. I've seen superheroes. Like, so I'm really interested to hear what you wedding planners have for ideas for their wedding. Okay, I see a hand in the back. Yes, sir. You, David Oppenheimer? Is that you?
David, yes, right? It's pronounced David Oppenheimer.
Excuse me, David. Yes.
David, you're welcome for my presence. Now, my idea is brilliant. What we do is we look at their interests and try to build upon them. Now, I'd noticed they were both sobs. So this is my idea. Bread. Everything is made out of bread. They walk into the church, the bread down the aisle. Everybody has little pieces of provolone, little pieces of bologna, if that is a thing. And then we watch them ebb and flow within the lunch meat of love. Mm-hmm. And then in the very end, we each throw salami.
Okay, hold that thought. Let's put a pin in that right there, right? Let's put a pin in the deli counter right there. We'll circle back. We'll circle back around. Yes, Janie Foster. Janie Foster. Thank you.
Yes. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, yes. I'm here. Yes, I'm here for the wedding. So first of all, I just want to say, like, pink is the new white. So instead of having anything white there for the ceremony, it's all going to be pink. So, like, pink dress, pink rings, pink decorations everywhere. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Colors. That's my vision.
Okay. So lead me through what it would be like entering the building.
Okay. So you walk through the doors. And immediately, a million pink balloons come cascading down around you. They just fall. They just fall. And like, as soon as you think that they're gonna stop falling, they don't.
More.
And then.
And more.
Yeah, yeah. Just like so many pink balloons, like all kinds of sizes, like round ones, like oval ones, like long skinny ones.
Does this theme, I saw in your proposal that this theme had a song that went along with the balloons falling. Could you just do a couple lines of that song real quick?
Yes. Pink, pink, pink is for me, and pink, pink, pink is for you, and pink, pink, pink is now for us.
Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you.
It's not that for us, baby.
Yeah, thank you, David likes it. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we will also put a pin in that one, right?
Well, be careful with the pins and the balloons. Right, okay, just pop. Because we want to save all of those for the cascading of the balloons.
That's funny. That's funny.
Just
oh,
be careful.
Greg Yero.
Hello, I'm Greg Yero. I come with the Pinterest. I do this for a living. I have many Pinterest boards. I think for this particular couple, what we want to do a science fiction, because it is school. They work in school and they love create fiction. So we do that. And what you see here, they get married on the deck of the Starship Enterprise. Ooh. Ooh. Yes. They ride in instead of Isle. They ride in on dragons from Game of Thrones. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
And we serve for the punch. What we serve in the vessels of the punch is ectoplasm, like the ecto cooler from the Ghostbusters.
Yes, yes.
Yes, we serve that, and yes, we do that. And then if anything goes wrong, we have escape hatch. We get into the DeLorean, go back to the beginning, and we check out another Pinterest board.
That sounds excellent. Now, I understand that you pulled a couple of the other planners in to a meeting before this, and you are all going to act out the dragon entering part. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I'll be dragon. And, okay.
I'm Gertie. I'm going to be Gertie.
Get on my back, please.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
He's like a bronco, bucking bronco that flies with no legs.
Okay, I mean, we're gonna do this in line. Okay, I'm hanging on. You're very sweaty, but I'm hanging on.
Yes. Let me see the vision.
The real dragon will be scaly, but let's do this here.
I'm going to get married, and I'm wearing pink.
They pull sometimes.
Oh, very method. But
we have net under there. Yes, as you can see, I have net under my buttocks.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Dragons go very quickly, so we are all at the beginning.
I've already come in. I'm wearing pink. It's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, that was great. I like pink. That was great. Thank you so much. That was a very original pitch. Is there any others? Is there any other pitches in the room? Yes. Yes. Hubert Humperdinger.
Hi, my name's Hubert Humperdinger.
So happy to have you here, sir. On such short notice, I know how coveted your services are.
Yeah. I think that I would go for a goth theme because nothing says happiness and eternal bliss like heavy mascara, baggy black jeans covered in safety pins, and just pitch dark.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring the room down.
No. I think we're just all shock and awe. Just
you,
really.
You want to borrow dragon?
My weddings tend to have that effect on the guests.
Yeah.
Hubert, I just wanted to say that I like really, really admire your really long black coat. Like it goes all the way to the ground and those big black boots are really, really, really big. But I just think that this pink pocket square would look really, really good in your little pocket. So I'm just going to like tuck that. Oh, see, it just brings a little touch of pink, brings the whole ensemble together.
I didn't think I'd like this, but looking in this three-way mirror, it's not that bad.
See, I told you. This is good. This is good. So with your theme of goth, and thank you so much for adding the splash of pink. You guys are so kind to each other. Nice I love the touch. Love here, even though you're I'm all competing for this gig. So I understand that you have a very specific goth-themed speech that the officiant will say. Can you just give me a little taste of what that goth speech would be?
Nothing would make me happier.
Can't wait.
Darkness all around. The land is unseen. Looking into your eyes, I want to waltz through the world of eternal darkness with you.
Wow. He is so sweet.
That was really nice.
This is beautiful in a go away, this is my gig sort of game.
I don't think I understood what he said.
Great. This is great, guys. I'm really feeling that. So now we're moving on to the next portion of our bidding and proposals, which is the wrestling match. So everybody go get ready
and, oh my God.
And come back and let's get ready to rumble. I'll see you in a few. Okay.
Last time I did this, there was
jello. I'm going to go get my slick moisturizer.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
So, Patrick, Gertie, thank you for hiring me to do your genealogy. I want to tell you that you in particular, Patrick, raised some pretty surprising connections. I want to make sure that you have them moving in. First, I want you to tell me, what are you expecting from this genealogy? Why is this important to you?
Well, for me, it's important because... I really want to be able to tell our kids kind of like their story of where we came from. You know, I know how we met and I know how we got to where we are now. But what about the people who can't share their stories from earlier?
They're all dead.
They're dead.
That's sad.
I have good news for both of you. So let's start off at the beginning. Patrick, your history in Balderdash County goes back centuries and to the founding of the very county itself. And through your mother's side, back about four generations, you are directly related to members of the founding of this school.
Oh my gosh. It's like, that's like royalty for this county. That's amazing.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Now, the founder of the school, Lord Horatio Balderdash, married. Right? He married Priscilla Queen. Now, Lord Horatio and Priscilla had an offspring, Daniel. Oh. Daniel Balderdash is your great, 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 great grandfather.
Daniel Balderdash.
Daniel Balderdash.
That is amazing.
That is
Daniel Balderdash.
So now, neat.
Gertie, you're connected to the school as well from a very surprising way.
No way.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Through your mother's side also.
Mother. Okay.
Going back the same number of generations.
Okay.
You are the offspring of Sir Lord Stephen Cornbread.
You're a cornbread.
You are a cornbread.
You're a cornbread.
I'm a cornbread. I always knew I'd be a food item. So awesome.
You are both connected to the founding of this school.
Wow.
Now, Patrick, I have a very special surprise for you.
You're not going to bring my great-great-great-great-grandfather out, are you? Because that would... I'm
no,
sure
no.
That...
That'd
be pretty gross. Okay.
No. Yeah. Your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather died in the famous lion incident at Veritas Prep. No.
Oh, no. So tragic. I'm sorry,
that just got dark.
Just so dark.
No.
And striped.
Daniel went down fighting, so the lion had its due. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're here to speak about. What we're here to speak about... is Daniel's grandson is still alive.
Oh my god.
Really?
Really?
He must be pretty old by now, isn't he? I was never good at math.
You'd think so, but what I think happened is instead of aging and shrinking like most people do, he just continued to grow. The last time I saw, we heard rumors, he was about 8.5 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
Very strong, very kind. Does not use the name Balderdash. He goes by his mother's maiden name. Navy Dad.
Navy Dad.
Navy Dad. Now,
why does that ring a bell?
As a very special treat... I found your cousin. I found
cousin.
Really great uncle. Great, great, great uncle.
Great
now,
uncle.
I found him and I have him in the hallway.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Is he in like a wheelchair?
Well, not anymore since his legs healed. Let me open up and bring him in. Philippe!
Patrick.
Philippe, hello. Come on in!
Hey everyone, it's me, Philippe Navy Dad.
Holy shirt.
Wow.
Philippe?
Philippe, we know Philippe.
Yes!
Oh, you're really friends with Philippe. Like, he's a really good friend.
Philippe, you kind of brought us together. We were in was like the first day we met.
Oh, remember the dungeons and the animals.
Did I buy you guys? Did I sell you guys some drugs?
A little bit.
A little bit of drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Well, that sounds
helpful.
About right.
It was helpful. Thank you. Oh my god.
Jog my memory. I'm sorry. I sell a lot of drugs.
You know, guys. You guys kind of look alike.
We just picked up a little acetaminophen from you.
Yep, acetaminophen.
Yep.
Ibuprofen.
And wow, you're my great great great. I'm just gonna call you Super Uncle. Because there's a lot of greats.
The genealogy has been let out of the bag.
That's crazy.
Not all of it. There's a reason why I wanted you all here, the three of you, before I revealed this next piece of information I discovered.
My heart can't take this.
Okay.
This is too much.
Patrick,
what a day.
You have two great uncles.
Oh?
Jeez, this is like my two dads, except, you know,
Philippe.
Except really old uncles, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I found your brother. Cornelius J. Balderdash is alive.
What?
We can't find him. The last we saw, he disappeared off the face of the earth sometime decades ago. But he's alive. And he's somewhere in this county.
Okie dokie.
This is amazing.
He's really moved by it, I can tell.
Hey, so I gotta go sell some more drugs in the basement, but...
He does that a lot.
I have a quick question for you humans, real quick.
Yes, fire away.
Just asking for a friend, but, what's sex?
Let me explain... Well, actually, better yet, why don't you head down to the Triple P and rent Triple X-Men? Days of Future Ops.
Patrick and I really like that one.
Yeah. Oh, I sold it back to the pawn shop.
Well,
I figured we were done.
Patrick. Yeah.
I thought we were
movie.
Done with it. We can.
I didn't
get
past the Dr. Ruth bar.
We can make our own movie.
Really?
Okay, I gotta go for it now. Bye.
Bye, Super Uncle.
This is Sam Squatch, normal human. If you have a normal human mother and you're looking for the perfect Mother's Day gift, consider a shout-out or a sketch from Balderdash Academy. The denizens of Balderdash Academy are ready to step in and either add your mother's name into a sketch or simply send her a personalized message. We're all ready. There's me, Sam Squatch, normal human, Homer, Hiram, even Debbie Debris. We're here, we're waiting, and it's free. Find out more information on balderdashacademy.com.
Ready your megawatt beam rifle, load your hyper bazooka, and prepare to launch into your own mecha-sized adventures. Mechasys is a Genesis supplement from Studio 404 Games that empowers players to create fantastic towering robots for use in their tabletop RPG campaigns. Available now at Studio404Games.com.
Cut to centuries ago inside the arena at Veritas Prep.
I say, this is a very odd way to prove yourself, but here goes nothing. I challenge you, Liga, to a duel. This is my proposal. To prove that Balderdash Academy is infinitely better than Veritas Prep, I suggest a duel of pistols. I have prepared a pistol. You take this pistol, we turn around, march 3 paces, turn and fire. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, ah!
I can't believe I put money on the human.
To finally be meeting Patrick's family. I was really worried at first at like how you might like receive me and think of me, but I can just tell right now that you guys are just going to be some wonderful people. Actually, Patrick and I would love it if you have any advice to give us as we embark on our married life together.
Well, yes, we would like it if you gave us advice. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, as Patrick's older and wiser sister, who, I mean, and I have been married 3 times, so I think that I'm an expert at marriage.
The process, yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm really great here to be able to give you some really quality advice.
Thanks, Judy.
Aww. No problem.
There's a reason I've been married 75 years.
That's right, Mom.
I'll tell it like it is.
Look, I moved away a long time ago to get out of this place, but I'm back here for you two. But, you know, I'll jump a camel's back if I got to.
Yeah, I don't know what
love
that means.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, Judy, why don't you smear that advice on us? Like,
smear us.
Yeah. I would love to, but before I give you just some wide marriage advice, is there any particular aspect of your future impending marriage that you are hoping to receive some wisdom as Patty's older and wiser sister?
Yeah,
I do, actually. I think that Patrick has mentioned to me a couple of times, well, maybe like a couple dozen times, that I tend to like kind of talk over him, and I'm kind of a little bit of a bossy pants, and I kind of like, you know.
Okay, sure. Yes, I know what to do here, yeah. Of course. Yes.
Oh, okay, that's great. Cause
yeah, he's actually very well experienced in this, so it should be no problem because, you know, I spoke for him most of our childhood.
Oh, okay.
So if you're worried about your communication, just talk louder.
Talk louder.
I can definitely do that. Thank you.
That's the best advice I could give you.
It's gonna be good.
But maybe Mom has some better, or you know, other advice.
My advice to you is: whenever you feel the need to speak up, just put something in your mouth.
Well, here, let me start with your teeth. They just came out.
Oh, thanks.
Let's put those back in.
I think that's all very well and good advice, but I'm going to tell you what you need to do, sweetheart. What you need to do is go into her bank account, pull up enough money to send her across the country, send her there, and then give her no return flight home, and don't you pack her a suitcase. She's going to shut up real quick.
This is really nice, guys. Thank you.
Loved.
Yeah, we have a lot of options. I think it's gonna be great. And now I had one question. So I'm gonna go meet Gertie's family next week, and it's really nerve wracking. Kind of happy, Gertie. I love that you're doing this first because I get to learn a lot from you. But I want to ask my family, you know, what kind of presentation should I give to Gertie's family when I first meet them?
Of course, Patty. Okay, so I have had my fair share of being introduced to the family, and it always goes really, really swimmingly because I always show up with cookies. So if you bring cookies, especially if you put a little balderdash basil in them, the family will just love you. Mm-hmm. So the best advice I could give you to impress Gertie's family, Patty, would be to give them cookies.
Okay, cookies.
That's great.
Thanks.
We love cookies so much. Cookies. That's a really good idea.
We'll have to hit up Mr. Brie to get some of that balderdash basil.
You get some of that basil, and I'll get some of those hot baked cookies from Subway at the end of my shift.
Mom, Patrick, what do you think? Yeah.
You got to do what your father did when he met my family.
I don't think I've heard this story.
Oh, really?
He was dressed to the nines in a borrowed, expensive suit. And I say borrowed because he bought it and returned it the day after.
That's Dad.
And then he lied through his teeth. To this day, your grandmother died thinking he worked on Wall Street.
That's all really good advice, niece and sister. However, I think, darling Patrick, that there is an obvious answer to how you want to approach this scenario. Now, you want to bear all, right? You don't want to hide anything from them. You don't want any skeletons and no closets. So what you want to do is you want to strip down bare naked.
Oh.
Just bare naked.
Really?
Bring yourself some sort of drum, whether it's a djambo or not a banjo, that's a guitar, but one of those,
Doldrum.
Yeah, like a doldrum. And I think you should have yourself a nude drum circle. And while you're playing that drum, you just tell them everything you like about Gertie and everything you especially don't like about Gertie. And then after that, you just lay on the floor and bear it all for them to take.
Just laying bare.
All right.
I love bears.
I did love bears. Yeah. Well, thank you guys. That was advice. So
that was definitely advice.
And
we got to process this. We got to go. I think and just think about it.
Yeah, we should talk about this. Yeah, we have options. So
we have a lot.
Thank you. I mean, I think it's going to be great. We learned a lot. We'll bring this to your family.
You guys.
Yeah.
Here's my lawyer's card in case you know. Oh. You want to get divorced.
Oh, well.
Remember, lie through your teeth, sweetie.
Lie. Be naked.
This is amazing. We have the perfect setup. We can sell this for hundreds of grands.
I know, it's amazing.
They
it's
are
amazing
never gonna
what
catch
we've done
this.
To the place. Oh, this is gonna make buku dinero. Let me tell you, Balderdash County is gonna come knocking at our door for every single function.
Hey, Roderick, we got this call in, the little APB. We got to go check out this local band. It wants to host weddings, but it ain't got no permit.
You can't wedding without a permit.
This is amazing. Live animals and an actual wedding? Nobody does this. You can get married on horseback, on cowback. You want fresh milk? We'll bring in an udder. This is fantastic. We're going to make a killing.
And if there's animals involved, it's like a double fine.
Oh, yeah, that's some serious money. Roderick, hey, I hate when you're driving in. I mean, I love it, but I also like to drive too, but it's right over here, right there. You see that bound? Right there?
Oh, yes, I'm pulling in.
Right there.
In.
No turn, buddy.
Tiffany, I have a great idea.
What's
honeymoon, that? Honeymoon milk baths.
I love it, darling.
We milk Bessie.
Oh, yeah, you milk old Bessie. She loved that.
We throw it in a tub, toss in the couples. Who cares? It's a little hysteria. They don't mind. They're getting married.
It's all about the experience, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, Roderick. You ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm following your lead.
All right, I got my notepad. I got my pen. Don't think you need the chainsaw. Do you need the chainsaw?
Nah, I think that's premature.
All right, let's go. Let's go, buddy.
Tiffany, I'm so excited about this new venue. I'm hearing sirens. It's like my heart's palpitating. This is amazing.
Oh, I know. This is great. I hear the sirens in my head, too. They're going off left and right. I am just beside myself here. I got to get back to slagging this cow poop.
Hi, Broderick. I don't think we should have turned the sirens on.
Oh, yeah. Well, turn it off.
It kind of ruins the element of surprise.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm calming down, love. The sirens went away. This is such a great idea. Honey, it's our first customer. That's a little...
Oh, darling.
I wasn't expecting them to tomorrow. You get the cake ready. I'll open the door.
All right, I'll get the hay out of my hair.
Congratulations, Mel!
Hey, freeze, mother stinkers!
Well, wait, Roderick, I think, hey, good job, Roderick.
I did all right.
Yeah, that was great. What he said, y'all. All right, what he said. Now,
all right,
we got a APB on the DBC of the ABB of the NYC. We hear that there's some illegal party planning going on over here with some
wedding. We're not talking about a frat party either.
Yeah, thank you, Broderick. We're not talking about no frat party. That's fine.
look. Officers, we're just a couple of business people enjoying ourselves in this large, highly decorated barn. Timber frame barn.
Right.
Yeah, with Christmas lights.
And tulle, lots of tulle.
And champagne set on multiple tables.
Look, I understand that your house is very nice. So, Roger, can you hand me example A, please?
Here you go.
Tiffany, they have example A.
All right, sir and madam. It seems here you have a brochure. You got a brochure right here saying that you want to have some weddings?
Look, officer, just because you're holding a sheet of paper with our name, address, likeness, image, and physical place of business on it, you can't use that to say that we're trying to host anything untoward.
That's
here.
Freedom of the press.
That we are just expressing ourselves with a pamphlet.
Right. We're very proud of this location.
I think they got us, Broderick.
Hold on. You play bad cop. I'll play good cop.
Okay.
All right. So you got this pamphlet here saying right blatantly on page paragraph 2, we would like to host your wedding at our house. We have some goats. Sure. We will give you a bath. All right, now that right there, first off, to have a wedding, permit needed. To have goats on the premises that people will interact with, that is also a permit you're going to need, buddy. Right. Also, any baths given to people, that's a massage therapeutic permit needed by the town. So that is three different uh-ohs. Yes.
Right. Now, you guys like cake?
I can't. I mean, I don't know.
Because like I got a lot of cake here.
We like and donuts really and delicious. Beignets.
All right. Mm-hmm. Got some of those here, too.
So what you're saying is allegedly
right.
It's illegal to want to host a wedding at your house and to want to bathe with goats. Now, other than the place where we list prices and availability and how to set it up, why would you think we're doing anything illegal here? We just right. want to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a right. desire. It's not actually happening. Do you see a wedding right now?
All right. Roderick, buddy, dude. They're totally yeah. screwing with us. Totally screwing with us.
Tiffany, we're totally screwing right. with him. We're going to win this one. Right. We got him.
Roderick.
Hey, Broderick, yeah. I got an idea.
Yeah, go for
yeah.
it, bud.
Yeah, you follow my lead.
I got you, bud.
Hey, you know, we get what you're doing. It's you know, you gotta earn a living somehow, right?
We thank don't you. Finally, don't wanna... somebody who sees it our way.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I've been having a really, you know, my girlfriend and I we've been getting along pretty well, and I think maybe I'm gonna propose to her. So you know, maybe you can help me out. You know.
Now that all depends. That all depends. What are you looking at? What do you want?
Well, we were thinking about a barn with some goats and some Christmas yeah. lights and
she loves
well,
yeah.
All right. Pretty much what we're seeing right here.
Roderick, she also I think she said champagne on ice. Yeah.
Oh yeah, she loves champagne. Mimosas champagne. And anything with champagne.
Oh man, Roderick, if only you could find the good place.
I know, well, right?
No, I don't want to impose on everybody, but I do have one important thing to ask you. How does she feel about milk baths?
I don't know anything about milk baths, but
we
like
can
milk
teach
duds.
You.
It's an experience, right. A milk experience.
It's a milk experience. Right. Now, I'm not saying we can help you. However,
no, this is
Tiffany
all
and I offer a wide right. range of wedding services right here in this barn. All you
Absolutely.
Need to do is pick a date. We can have you married with goats. We can have animal near the food. Right. You like champagne? Boom, champagne. You want to get married by a talking sheep? We got costumes. We got the options you need for your wedding service.
Well, if I only knew how much that would cost me.
Roderick, if only you could see like all the things that were included so that you could tell Beth Ann.
Wow. I see what you're doing here. I know what you're doing. I see
this
what you're doing.
This is very clear. This is very clear. Very brazen.
It's very
you guys.
Clear. Oh, and yeah. you're right. We will mm-hmm. negotiate on price depending
Absolutely.
On the size of your party
Absolutely.
Needed. Let me get the pricing yeah. guide. The one in the pamphlet is just right. to, you know, if we can get more money, we get more mm-hmm. money. Don't go by the one in the pamphlet. Here's my book. Full of pictures, dates, times, pricing right. structure. Yeah. Take it. Take a look at it. You pick the date that's nice for you. Tiffany and I will set it up.
All right. I'm just gonna I'm just gonna take some pictures here because you know Roderick, Beth Ann wants
oh,
to
yeah,
know
yeah.
this kind
Beth
of
stuff. Beth Ann will want to see some pictures.
She will be
Hold
so.
On. Hold
I mean,
on.
She wants to be totally involved, guys. So it's gonna. You know.
Don't waste your time. I have a copy. I'll just give you.
Oh, an electronic, eh? You
want to
just
Oh, no, you want electronic, you want to print, whatever you need,
oh,
we'll take care of it. Well, fine. Here is the full here. Book of our prices.
Oh.
There's a good 150 pages in here, complete and total evidence that we have your best interest at stake. And you know what? You leave us a card, we'll even email it to you. Cut to 15 minutes later. All right, Tiffany, how was I supposed to know there were cops?
Ma'am, sir, it's a wicked piss and I know it. Hey, Roderick, high five. We are the best detectives, dude. Chief is going to be so proud of us.
We're pretty good, but now I'm afraid I have to propose to Beth Ann.
We'll be right back. Hey, Dasher fans, Coach Steve here to tell you about a brand new podcast I'm hosting called Head to Head. Each episode features a new guest competing against a member of the Balderdash Academy faculty in a game of pointless trivia. Join me and my co-host Randy Hunt as we see who is more intelligent than a fake professor. Now available on the Balderdash Academy feed on all your favorite podcast apps.
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
Hey, honey, we got that invitation from Patrick and that, his fiance. They set the wedding date.
Oh, that's so great.
It's great. I mean, I'm glad Patrick is happy.
He deserves it.
Have you noticed she smells of onions?
You know, I didn't want to say anything, dear. I didn't know.
Oh God!
Noticed.
Sarah, I thought it was just me.
No, honey. And I'm so glad you brought it up. I'm so glad.
We went out to dinner with him. Was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah. I almost sent my steak back because all I could taste was onion.
Yes, me too. I almost sent my onion soup back because I thought it was too oniony.
Like it wasn't cooked enough, right? Mm-hmm, it tasted. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, Sarah, thank you. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I mean, I know you two got along so well. I didn't have the heart to bring it up.
I know. And then, you know, like, how do you say, hey, Patrick, your wife smells? Or like, hey, love, Gertie, nice to meet you. You smell like you can't do it.
No, I was talking to Patrick and he told me where he registered for his wedding registry. And I was hoping they bought one of those stainless steel like pebbles.
Yeah.
That you use to get like the onion smell off your hand.
Oh.
Because I was thinking, well, what if we bought like 4 or 5 of them? And we could say like, hey, we use these in the shower. They're so great.
Yeah. Or like maybe just like a gross of them.
We should do that. They can't be that expensive. They're just stainless steel.
And you know what? I will wrap them beautifully. I'll put a big bow on them.
Well, we can give some at like her shower, and you can say how you use it as health, like a healthcare product, or like a self-care product for the shower.
You know, I know her self-appointed best lady, and maybe I'll just supply them to her and be like, hey, here's some takeaways for the bridal shower, and she could give them to all the friends, but also leave a lot for Gertie.
That's... Oh, Sarah, thank you. We should do this. That sounds like the perfect gift for them. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
All right, you go. I'll get dinner ready.
Okay. Hi.
It's Gertie.
Hi. Oh, we were just talking about how we believe that exfoliants are really important to use in the shower. You know, we're really into skincare.
Hey, honey, honey, I think they made a mistake with our order. The onion rings seem to have gone up. Oh, hi, Gertie.
Baby.
Gertie.
Yeah, Gertie's here.
Hi.
I thought you guys were like avoiding me or something. I thought you
No, we're not. We're not avoiding.
You can't really avoid.
No, you can't, right? But it really seems like you're making a concerted effort to avoid.
No, not at all. Not, I mean, come on. We could sniff you out. We could find you. I mean, you know where we. I'm gonna go get dinner ready.
Yeah, can you get the Yankee candle too?
I got it, sweetie. Okay.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021 Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, All rights reserved.